time now for another Stain Gang podcast as we talk cross country right now with cross country head coach Kelsey Bruce. And Kelsey, you had another big weekend. Seems like we're saying this every week now. You go to Joplin to run in the Missouri Southern Stampede Saturday, and you finish 11th in what was a really crowded field that included Division I Arkansas. I got to think you're really pleased with what happened over the weekend.
Yes, the girls ran really strong, and they all had a pretty tight spread. There wasn't a lot of space in between our athletes, which is always good, especially when they're all up front, or not up front, but, you know, towards the front half of the field and in such a competitive field. I was really pleased, and no one seemed to have any kind of like mental lapse. Everyone stayed engaged and focused and competed really well.
Can you just kind of talk me through the trip and what race day was like and how the competition went for Midwestern State?
Yeah, so we went up on Friday. It was a pretty long day. I was a little concerned by the time we went to bed. I was like, man, that was a really, really long day.
That trip to Missouri is always longer than it looks on the map.
It is. It took us quite a bit longer. I don't know why. We didn't make any wrong turns. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah, I know we've made that trip up there for football a couple times, and you always think, oh, it's, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And it seems like it takes forever to get there.
Well, moving from Dallas, I thought coming here, I was like, that trip's going to be so much easier. Really, it's not at all. Yeah. It's about the same. But Friday, we went up. We, you know, had lunch in Oklahoma City and had dinner after jogging the course. And I think the girls were pretty, intimidated by the atmosphere there, because it's a top tier.
It's a top tier event.
Yeah. Sorry. They have a bunch of high schoolers there. They have a college level, and the course is just really, really well maintained. I think it's the best, particularly D2 cross country course in the country, and I would put it up against a lot of like the D1 hosted courses.
So I'm guessing there's a lot of pomp and circumstance going on around this event.
And comparative to the meets we've done so far this year that have been relatively small, I think our freshmen like kind of had big eyes, but everyone held it together really well and still competed at the level that I was hoping for. But we get there, warm up. We had a couple girls, like I said, seem pretty nervous, but they lined up confidently and just did exactly what they were supposed to do. And I think we had a pace range or a speed limit through the mile, because it's so crowded that it's easy to get overly excited, and you don't really feel the fatigue whenever you're starting out and you're just surrounded by people. You really don't have a gauge of where you're at. And everyone was a little faster than the pace range, but they held it together well and competed really well throughout.
So trying to settle down that adrenaline rush, I got to imagine that's a tough thing to do.
Yes, because Joplin's pretty hilly. So you've got to make sure that you kind of keep the reins, you know, pulled just a little bit. They did a really good job with responding.
So is that something, I mean, obviously it is something you talk to the team about before they run. Are there exercises that you do to try to calm down when you're in that position as an athlete?
I think you just have to keep. We're talking about reins. Keep the mental reins on, and we talked about it before they competed, that you can't really control how you feel, but you can control how you respond, and just keeping that calm as much as possible. But every athlete's a little different, and this is every sport, whether they compete well really amped or whether they compete well really calm, and just finding that zone and not letting yourself get overly nervous or scared, because it's nothing they haven't done before, and they do it every day, and
right,
they do a good job of it every day.
Well, let's go through some of the individual performances, and let's start with Elizabeth Butsky. She led the four Mustangs, and like several of her teammates, landed in the all-time top 20 performance. Had a time of 18:30:40. That's ninth all time in the history of Midwestern State.
And I'm really happy for her, because she, since I've been here, and not just this year, but since I've been here, she's been probably my most consistent athlete. She has a great attitude, super sweet, super like quiet in nature, but you know, she leads really well by example and wants to do everything to perfection. So it was cool for her to see results, but a big PR for her. I think her goal for the season was to, you know, beat what she did last year, and she's blown that out of the water. So excited for her.
I would think you'd be especially excited about what Ella did with her first collegiate countable performance and the 10th best 5K time in program history.
Right, good starting point for her. And, you know, I think she's just going to continue to go and up and up. Ella, super talented. Her and Liz this morning did a super strong workout. I gave him a pace range and they blew it out of the water. And, you know, they did 6 miles and finished, you know, really, really quickly on their tempo run this morning. I think Ella's got a lot of successes in her future.
It's got to be exciting to see freshmen do well.
Yes, it is.
As a coach.
It really is. And it's fun because, you know, they know they're working hard, and if they see results to that, it fairly immediately it keeps them encouraged and keeps them.
Especially at a meet like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a freshman to step up, as you say, it had that big time feel that maybe they weren't accustomed to.
Right.
And to perform that way. As a coach that recruited her, you've got to be really pumped about what the next few years might bring.
Yeah, and that's a lot of our freshmen. They just have, I think they have really high ceilings, and they, like, I know we'll get to her, but Mariana, I think, is our toughest athlete on our team. She's just a freshman. She went a mile longer today on her tempo run, and I didn't even tell her to. She just wanted to step up to that front group.
Yeah, just talking about the freshman here, Mariana had a time of 19:06.14.
And she busted pretty hard. Like, I didn't say bust, but, like, she went out really hard. She was our third girl through probably 2 miles and just kind of struggled a bit over the last mile. So I think once she continues to grow in fitness and strength, she's going to be a few steps ahead, because she's really tough.
And again, a freshman, so there's learning that's going on here.
Right, right.
And then you've got another freshman in Jaden who was fifth for the Mustangs, and that's the second time in 3 meets that she's landed a countable finish for
right.
you.
And breaking 19 is a big deal, and she did that. She snuck in there at 18:59.
Yep, that's right.
That 18-minute mark is huge for those girls, and they, I think she was really proud of herself, because that's the best cross-country performance she's had in her life, so pretty exciting for her.
And then I don't want to skip the senior, Alexandra Feller.
Right.
She's been stellar for you as of late.
Yes, she has. And she's been stellar for me the whole time I've been here. She's, I think, her PR, I think she PR'd for cross country by about 45 seconds. And I wouldn't have been surprised if she did that 2 weeks ago, a week ago. It's been a long time coming. She's put in the work, and so it was really cool to see that come to fruition.
Yeah, her time was 18:37.25, so that's 12th on MSU's mm-hmm. all-time.
Which she deserves to be. She's a good Mustang.
So just a fantastic performance, really, in some ways, a historical performance for Midwestern State University. To have that many in one meet all hit on the, you know, the program all-time list
right.
seems like a remarkable accomplishment, and it seems like the program – you can see now where the program's headed in the right direction.
Hopefully, yeah, we can continue to grow in that and bring in more people that are in line with what our team is right now. I really love our girls and just the dynamic that they bring. And I think my recruiting standard for personality has shot up because these girls just have great personality.
Well, it's interesting because you don't really think about that in a sport like cross country necessarily. And the same would be true for, like, golf or maybe tennis, an individual sport, how they mix with the other members of the team. But that's an important aspect for you, isn't it, when you're out there on the recruiting trail?
I think that you work together a lot more than people realize, and we've talked about that in the past. I think the team dynamic is pretty important because it's a sport where it requires you to have a good attitude to be successful. And if you don't have people around you with good attitudes, it's a lot harder to be successful.
Just seems like a sport where it would be so easy to have a bad attitude.
Yeah, it could be. It'd be really easy, but we try to not bring those in.
No, it seems like your girls are having a lot of fun, and it's showing on meet day. Now, you've got I say you've got some idle time. I know you're going to be working, but you don't have another meet until you host the Mustang Open on October 8th.
Right, so we've got 3 weeks.
Yeah, so what happens now between now and October 8th?
We're just going to lay some training foundation because, you know, we haven't done a ton of workouts because I race them so much. I mean, for us, a workout would be the bigger, harder efforts and maintenance in between, or just the maintenance runs. And we haven't done a ton of workouts because I have raced them. And I raced them on purpose early because I wanted those freshmen to get some experience and confidence. And I think sometimes it's easier to go to the well and push yourself a little bit more when you're competing and having fun. And so that was to kind of get them spurred, and now we're going to turn around and do a little bit of a training block.
Seems like that strategy's paying off, though.
I hope so. It's got to pay off in a few more weeks, but I hope so. I think we're 6.5 weeks out from conference.
So will you be going down to River Creek Golf Course? Will you run there before the meet? Or?
Yeah, so we'll probably do a couple easy runs out there. We might do a workout as well. It's tough because we're working around the golf course, and you know, golfers.
Yeah.
So,
and some of us don't know where the ball's going when we hit
right,
it.
Right. Right. So we will get out there. The girls haven't seen the course yet. I've just told I've run it, but they haven't been on it yet. So, but I think next week we'll get out there a couple times.
Is there a home field advantage?
I think so. Yeah. A lot of them ran well in Dallas, I think, because their families, a lot of them are from DFW, and I think being here, they'll have families coming, and as well as other teams supporting and everything.
So I wanted to ask you the off-the-wall question of the week, and that's, have you binge-watched any television shows recently, and if so, what was it?
Oh, I'm probably watching New Girl for the third time.
Oh, yeah.
The third time through. I really love New Girl. It's lighthearted and fun. I don't like things that don't make me laugh, so
that's good. You know, this would be a tough question for me because I don't watch a lot of episodic television because I'm watching a lot of sports.
Right.
But I know that this is a thing, and I have binge-watched a couple of shows, especially during the pandemic, is when I first started kind of binge-watching. But I was just curious. I think we asked these silly questions, but we're finding out a little bit about you, so I appreciate you playing along with us.
Thank you.
All right. That's our cross-country Stank Gang podcast for this week. Again, The cross-country team will be home, but not until October 8th, but we'll have podcasts every week right here. Thanks for joining us. I'm Pete Stein saying so long until next time.